Artist Joy Foyer is arranging an art installation that combines objects from the site of a California wildfire with photography. They include doorknobs, latches, and other household items.
Somehow the collision of hearing people say repeatedly, there's nothing left, kind of thought, well, what if we could put something beautiful back into the nothing?
The objects have been frozen in a block of ice, which is photographed repeatedly as the ice melts and the composition changes. It's a project of the group Art from the Ashes, which Foyer founded in 2007. After a natural disaster, like the Japanese tsunami of 2011, or Hurricane Sandy, the severe 2012 storm that struck the eastern United States, the artworks are displayed in an exhibition that raises funds for victims.
We all know that disasters happen, tragedy happens. We can't control Mother Nature, we can't control the people. But what we can do is create an answer with art.
This recent show called Photo LA explored the boundaries of photography and art, with one display from a nonprofit group called Thuto featuring photographs taken by children in Botswana. The word Thuto means education in the Setswana language, and money raised from the project will help educate children in a Botswana village called Matangwane. Annalise Bester spearheaded the project and distributed inexpensive cameras to the children. She chose 32 of their photographs for the show.
We got at least 1,000 images. Not all good, as I said, but I'm very excited of the ones that are up at the show. I'm very excited about it.
Faces from around the world are in another exhibit from the group Women in Photography International. Photographer Callie Biggerstaff says these photos from women in dozens of countries show similarities as they portray children, family members, and friends.
We have the same moments regardless of the country, regardless of the clothing, regardless of anything. We all can relate. And that's what's lovely about it.
Biggerstaff says photos like these, collected in exhibitions and shared in online forums, are creating new communities and helping photographers around the world showcase their talent. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.